You're listening to the audio production of Secrets at Cedar Cabin by Colleen Coble, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Chapter 1. Bailey Fleming glanced out her patient's window into the parking lot, but the swirling snow obscured all but the dim glow of the street lamp. She smoothed Thomas Dutt's sheets. Even though it's early November, the Snow Queen has officially claimed the Keweenaw. With the sheets changed, a fresh, lemony scent replaced the stink of urine. Thomas fixed a blank stare at the sea of white and didn't reply, but she knew he was in there, somewhere. Every now and then he'd surprise her with sudden bits of information about his 40-year history as a physician, or he'd quote a poetry couplet to her. She'd already combed his remaining wisps of white hair over his bald spot, brushed his perfect teeth, and gotten him dressed for the day, but he'd be unlikely to move much from his chair by the window. Being with the elderly was her happy place. She felt connected and needed here with them. She spared another glance out the window. 6 inches of snow swirled around from the overnight storm, and another 12 inches were predicted by evening, along with 60-mile-an-hour winds. Rock Harbor, Michigan, already lay sluggish under the heavy blanket, and getting around would be difficult. Bailey's workload was going to be crushing today. Some nurses and aides living in the county probably wouldn't make it in with this blizzard. She thrived on the challenge, though. These elderly folks were the family of her heart. Ruby, one of the other aides, poked her head in.
"Kyle is here to see you. I put him in the conference room."
Bailey curled her fingers into her palms. What was he doing here? She'd said all she intended last week.
"Thanks, Ruby. I'll run over there now."